Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also our listeners from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and very grateful to be with all of you here on this really very beautiful day today. And today, again, ACC News brings to you really another wonderful guest with a very incredible story. Today, we have with us holistic practitioner and Reiki master, Sherry Fogarty. And she is the founder of Sherry Fogarty Healing. Now, to everyone out there tuning in, no matter where you are, whether you're at home, whether you're listening to us in the car or even on the train, if you feel that you are somehow struggling to reach your personal goals, you just can't seem to get there. If you are in a position where you just are struggling to stay healthy, you can't stay out of the hospital, you can't stay off of so many different medications. Or for anyone out there just really struggling to find happiness in their lives, again, please get very comfortable and listen very closely, because our special guest today, Sherry Fogarty, has helped change so many lives out there with people struggling, again, from so many different issues. So, again, we have an incredible show for you. It is now Monday, the 9th of September, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, and especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today or any one of our segments at all, they are permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. Now, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days, we are also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also a part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can also visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our special guest today, Sherry Fogarty, just so that everyone knows, she has a professional experience that really spans across three decades and thousands of clients. And what she really does is incorporate a result-oriented approach. What Sherry really does is utilize really an assortment of techniques and modalities to relieve things such as stress, anxiety. Some of us suffer from emotional and physical pain. She can help you with that. People suffering with everything from addiction to even the stretches of people suffering with the lack of self-esteem. Sherry is someone that can help you get through this. And again, Sherry herself, she has dealt with and has overcome many different physical and emotional stresses in her own personal life. Sherry herself has volunteered to help people. Sherry has worked with charities She has helped people with everything, suffering from addiction to people suffering from AIDS, people suffering from cancer. We really have a truly incredible guest for everyone here today. To our audience out there today, I am very proud to present to you holistic practitioner and Reiki master, founder of Sherry Fogarty Healing, Miss Sherry Fogarty. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Sherry?
Hi, Matthew. I'm doing great, and I'm happy to be here, and thank you for such a beautiful introduction.
Oh, we are very happy and really very grateful to have you on our show. What I would like for you to do, Sherry, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Sherry Fogarty?
Well, I am an energy healer. I'm one of the first Reiki practitioners in Canada. So I did my training in Reiki and Shiatsu in 1984. And what that did was open up the world of energy healing to me, and also its connection to how we become happy. Because our happiness so often is determined by what we've experienced and what pain has landed within our energy body.
Yeah.
So, you know, my goal in working with people is to help them realize how beautiful they are and to help them get their light to shine.
And everyone that is tuning in is really well aware that everyone that is a guest on our show really has a very incredible and inspiring story. Can you please share with the audience some of your own personal journey that really led you to where you are here today?
Sure. I was really fortunate to get introduced to meditation as a teenager, and I contribute meditation to saving my life. And I say that because I grew up around addiction and in a neighborhood with a lot of drugs, and I learned early on how to experience an alternative feeling to what you may be feeling, and in my life witnessed that with many other people. And so what meditation provided for me was an anchor to myself, an ability to create a friendship with myself, which is essential for all people. We need to stop, be still, and go deep into who we are. Meditation can awaken our hearts. Meditation allows us to connect to our goodness and to the universal life force energy.
Yes, and it's funny you do bring that up. I know so many people that really don't have a great relationship with themselves. And now that you really mentioned that, it really makes me realize how important that would be for people that are looking for that balance in life. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's really, I think we have an epidemic of people dealing with anxiety and depression right now. And part of that issue is the fact that they're holding pain inside and that they have, as a result, low self-esteem. And they, you know, we have medication that's helping people cope, but it's not helping people heal. And we heal by releasing pain that's locked within the energy body. And so, you know, when we talk about energy blocks, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have, who are into energy healing and chakras and meditation, have heard about energy blocks. An energy block is essentially where your light has become crystallized. So it's that part of what you've experienced that's painful that's landed there. And if we can start to dissolve that, then we start to open our hearts. And then the relationship can happen with yourself so that you now have a path of self-love.
Yes. And you actually touched on something a minute ago about growing up in a community with substance abuse. How did really growing up in a community with such a high rate of substance abuse, how did that really influence your life itself?
Well, it certainly, you know, it could have led down a terrible road, but I was fortunate enough through meditation and taking the time out to really sit with myself, be able to kind of not go down that route. But what it showed me is that addicts are beautiful people with huge hearts that are holding on to pain, and they would rather experience an alternative feeling through a substance than sit with the pain that they have. And so what we need to do as a society is help people learn how to heal that pain, how to let go of it energetically, so that you can go into that deeper part of that each of us possesses, which is what I like to call our goodness.
Yes. And you've actually mentioned meditation now a couple of times. So if you could really share with the audience, how exactly did meditation actually help, like, save your life or get you out of these certain situations?
Because what it did and what it can do for anyone is that it creates an anchor. We have to become friends with ourselves, which means we have to be able to sit with everything that's there. And most people stop trying to meditate because what happens when they sit is they want to sit to calm their mind. But what happens is every thought that exists in the universe feels like it's going through your mind. Now, that is the nature of mind. But if you sit and just stay in that meditative state, you will actually start to go deeper and deeper. And you'll start to realize that you're certainly more than what your pain is. You're more than what your thoughts are. And it's essentially, for me, it was an anchor. It was an anchor to something that was to myself, but also it connected me to something that was much bigger than me. And what I would now describe 30-something years later as it connecting me to kind of the oneness or the universal life energy that exists, that all beings are connected to.
Yes. And you know, touching on some of these topics, and again, we mentioned stress, anxiety, you know, different people with the lack of self-esteem. And I know so many people out there tuning in and feel like, hey, you know, this is kind of me. I feel these things. How can she help me? So if you could please share with the audience, let's say, some of the services that you could provide to them.
Sure. So I'm based in Toronto. So anyone who can come and see me in person, then I'm certainly doing one-on-one in-person energy healing, and I have developed an ability over the years to be able to plug into what the pain is, so what the emotion is that's kind of trapped within the energy body. I don't know the circumstances, but I'm very good at knowing what the pain is, and that's because the circumstances are sacred to that person. Sometimes talking about it is helpful as well, which is fine. But most importantly is how do we need to dissolve that. Now, when I'm working with people through video chat, because I do spiritual wellness counseling, we yeah. start to approach this then through talking and doing long distance energy work. And I'm creating guided meditations, which are going to teach people how to bring healing light, healing energy, which I refer to as healing light, into the energy body on their own. And the book I'm writing is connected to the meditations as well.
Oh, and can you please very quickly share the title of that book?
Sure. It's called The Healing Light. And the reason that I decided to write the book and create the meditations is because my clients ask me over and over, what can they do in between energy healing sessions to keep their energy balanced, flowing, they feel lighter, they understand that they're releasing pain. And I reflected on this for some time and realized, you know, healing energy is available to everyone. Any healers anywhere in the world that are doing energy healing are connecting to the healing light. And so then I realized teaching people through meditation how to bring healing energy into those parts of their body, basically to bathe your energy body in love and light, will help people tremendously.
And where is that book available right now where they can find it?
So the book right now is with my editor. So I'm hoping that it will be released at the end of the year. I'm also creating online courses, and the first one that will be coming out is on crystals for healing. And this will be how to learn to use crystals for yourself and how to use them with others. So if you are an energy healer, a massage therapist, doing healing work with people, and you want to start to utilize crystals in your practice, this course will be very good for you.
Okay. So what I would like to ask you then, Sherry, with so many different problems people are facing, from your personal experience, what do you believe are, let's say, some of the biggest issues facing so many of the people that you help today?
I really believe the biggest issue that people come to see me with, whether it's in person or through video calls, is that people are feeling stuck, they're feeling anxious, and they're feeling depressed. And this often has to do with what they've experienced. And so they've made progress in terms of getting over something they've been through, whether it was something in childhood, in a relationship, whatever, grief, whatever the situation is. So they've made progress to get kind of beyond it, but they can't get past it. So
yes.
What we do is I help people, you know, understand how the energy body works, and that we are emotional sponges. Our first language is emotion. The emotional energy body is expressed through our energy centers, through our seven chakras. And the heart chakra, being the largest feeling center, is where we tend to hold on to things. So, you know, I worked with a gentleman a couple years ago who, he came to see me. Him and his wife were going through a divorce. They were both quite at peace with this was the best decision. But every time I worked with him, I felt I couldn't breathe. So when I work with people and there's a block, it's part of my experience is I can't breathe. So I can feel that. And when I say I can't breathe, it's energetically. I can feel that this is where the block is. So I'd ask him, you know, like, do you know what this is? Why this feeling is there? And he's like, no, everything is fine. And so in one of the sessions, I just happened to ask him, I said, well, what was your childhood like? And he said, I had a great home, great family. Everything was wonderful. And I go, well, what about, how about outside of the home? And he explained to me that he had been bullied from his first day in school until he finished high school. He didn't have any friends. He was socially ostracized. And when he finished high school, he moved to Canada from another country. And so he felt that he had gotten beyond this. And in some respects he had, but the pain was lodged, it was stuck within his feeling self, which is our soul. And so this is why it's important that we learn about the energy body and how it works so that we can start to realize we have access to healing energy that can help dissolve and let go of what gets stuck within our energy system.
And again, I'm not sure if the listeners are aware of this. I touched on this earlier, but Sherry has really helped out so many people out there. And she really has so much experience, again, dealing with different people. Sherry, can you please really share with the audience, you know, some of the volunteer that you've done out there, you know, really helping people with everything from substance abuse, again, people with AIDS and cancer. Can you please share some of that information with them?
Yeah, happy to. So because I started doing Reiki in 1984, and in the late 80s is where where AIDS, you know, really just kind of hit everybody. And what was happening was there was a lot of misinformation around people who had AIDS, and people didn't want to touch them. People were paranoid. And so I started volunteering with people who had AIDS, doing energy work. And I'm honored to have been able to work with people at that stage of their life. And it also showed me the importance of energy work in terms of helping people relax, bringing healing light into the soul, because the process, and a lot of the people I worked with were at end of life stage. Energy, bringing healing light in, can help people become calm and help through that transition.
So it's, I guess it's really your knowledge of energy that you're using to really help so many people out there. You believe that energy controls it.
Well, so we are energy beings, right? Our life force energy, how it flows through our body, determines our health and well-being. So when we have any kind of a problem, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, it has first started within the energy body. And so we need in terms of taking care of ourselves, we need to understand the importance of what our energy body is, what its impact is on our well-being, and what we can do on our own. And that's where I believe using meditation to not only calm the mind, but to heal the heart and connect us, you know, to that deeper part of ourselves is absolutely essential. And I also believe, you know, we've had in the past a campaign around nutrition and the importance of physical activity.
Yeah.
We now have a lot more kind of information on our mental health and how important that is. And I really believe the next thing is our heart health, and I mean that not the physical heart, our emotional well-being, how we take care of that, because most of the problems that people have in terms of addiction, in terms of anxiety, depression, all, you know, when we go into that part of ourselves, there's wounds there that we're carrying. And
yes, absolutely.
Everyone has access to this incredible healing energy, which I believe to be a very high vibration of unconditional love and light.
And you actually mentioned to our research team that you do have some sort of like a free guide. Can you please share with the audience, you know, some of its chakra and mantra guide?
Yeah, what I did, and it's on my website. So anyone who's interested in getting a copy of it, please go to my website, which is sherryfogartyhealing.com, and it's called a chakra and mantra guide. And what it is just a quick overview of the seven main chakras, and again, those are our feeling centers. So how they are spinning, vibrating, flowing through your energy system has a huge impact on your health and well-being. So it gives you a quick little overview. It explains what the positive emotion and what the negative emotion is for each of the chakras, as well as a mantra that you can use when you do a meditation. So mantras are really, you know, important. The one that I recommend to everyone I work with is to just sit, even if it's just 5 minutes, gently breathing in and out. And with each time you breathe in, you're saying to yourself, I am love. And then exhale. And just do this, even if you did it 10 times. It's usually not until the fourth kind of time that you're telling yourself this that you actually start to feel what it feels like when you tell yourself that you are love.
Yes, and you also mentioned online courses. And so that is available to everyone out there worldwide. It's not specific to people in Canada.
Yeah, that's going to be available to everyone. What I would say, if you're interested, it should be launched in November. So if you're interested, please shoot me an email. I'm happy to let you know when it's available. I'm really excited about it. If you do sign up for this course, there will be weekly calls, live calls, where we're going to connect with each other and just, you know, to really support you as you start to kind of discover the world of crystals. The other part of this too is there's a big element of self-care included in the course.
And what I would like for you to really share with the audience, Sherry, because I really want them to understand exactly who you are and really what separates you from so many people out there. Can you please share with the audience what you feel really kind of makes you stand apart from the rest of them out there, really offering similar services to you?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of amazing healers out there. I think what is you know, unique about my approach is that it's based on over 30 years of actually doing energy healing. So, you know, I've worked with great teachers. I studied Shiatsu with Tetsuro Saito, who introduced Shiatsu to Canada. I've had really good teachers, but honestly, my biggest learning has been working with the clients that I've worked with. They have given me the experiential understanding. And, you know, I really also appreciate the question that my clients have asked me over and over, which is, what can they do? And I'm working with people, I can see the difference that happens when healing light starts to dissolve the energy block and their chakras start to open. And I'm like, this is available to everyone. So, you know, I think it's my experience that has allowed me to kind of start to create these guided meditations.
And if there's anyone out there that's wondering, like, wow, why does she really want to help me? What is she getting out of this? Can you please share with them, let's say, like, the personal satisfaction you get from helping so many people change their lives?
Yeah, so first of all, we are a human family. How one person is, how they vibrate in this world, how they live in this world, impacts everyone. So we are connected and we need to take care of each other. What brings me joy is watching people heal and allow their light to shine, for them to start to align with their soul and with the reason that they're here. And every single person deserves to experience happiness in this life. And if I can help people get on that path, it brings me a lot of happiness.
And I can feel you have such wonderful energy. You're so positive. What really keeps you going, Sherry? Like, who or what is your biggest influence in your life?
Well, certainly watching my clients, you know, go from feeling stuck and depressed and anxious to feeling like, you know, things are moving and they're happier. Meditation is key for me. I realize that my day is completely different if I start my day with a meditation. Doesn't have to be long. I'm all about the quality of the meditation, not always the quantity. How I will be in the world that day, how I will react to any stress that day is entirely different than if I woke up, grabbed a coffee, and ran out, right? So so what you know is so important is it allows us to come from our depths that day rather than a rush. And we have a huge problem right now. We have a society that doesn't know how to be still. Everyone is on their phones. They're on social media. I know there's amazing things about social media and about the internet. I'm not, you know, I completely know that. But maybe it means the need for meditation is even greater, because we can't not cultivate that relationship with ourselves. It's key to our health and happiness.
And we have a few seconds left, Sherry. For the people out there that are ready to change their lives now, where can they go exactly to sign up for one of your programs or get more information?
Yeah, please go to my website or my Facebook page. It's SherryFogartyHealing.com. So it's SherryFogartyHealing.com. Please shoot me an email. I'm happy to set up, a video chat for a few minutes just to check in and see if the services I offer and where you're at make sense. And, I would be delighted to connect with your audience.
Okay. And again, it was an honor having you on our show today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matthew. And it has been wonderful.
And you're very welcome. And to our audience out there, thank you for joining us. Please visit accglobalmedia.com or any one of our social media sites for all of our future show dates and time. I thank you all for joining us again. And I thank you once again, Sherry. You have a wonderful day.
Great. Thank you, Matthew. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.